Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Melanie has an issue with her new man. She needs your help. So Melanie has agreed to join the show and share what's going on in her life. And hopefully you can give some advice for her to try and solve this situation. Melanie, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So I met this guy that I thought was a really, really great guy at this business professionals empowerment event several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And things have been great, but we always wind up at my house.
What's the problem with winding up at your house?
Oh, well, I haven't really minded because it's the nights that my ex has the kids and it's all worked out in that respect.
All right, but this doesn't sound like a relationship intervention, like you need help. But
no, this does, because she did say she thought she met a good guy.
True.
So we're getting there.
There was a butt in there. All right, sorry about that.
Exactly. So here's the kicker, guys. He recently told me when I brought up why we don't go to his house, that the reason he hasn't invited me back is because he's still living with his ex-wife.
They share a house. They're still living together.
Ooh.
They share a house. They're still living together.
Have you C-capped this guy? Are you sure this is an ex-wife and he's not still married?
Little Google digging.
He is technically still married.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. I don't need to hear anything more, Melanie. Nope. Nope.
You think? Come on, stop.
No,
now.
Don't get
he's
involved with
guy.
This.
She
said he thought he was a great guy. No, this is crazy. And he's still with, it's not even an ex-wife. Still his wife.
Very true. So he says that their divorce is expensive. So they've decided to keep living together until they save enough money and sell their house and get their own places.
See, he's moving on in life.
No,
he
they're not. They're
yeah,
not.
They
they're treading water. You're not moving forward with anything if you're still living like that. This makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it, Melanie?
Well, it does. I mean, I think I was a little more okay with it just because, again, he is such a great guy. We get along so well.
See?
But, of course, my friends are all telling me it's a major red flag, and I get that. But he's just so nice, and I don't want to let him go. And they've planted this worry in the back of my head, and I just can't stop thinking about it, of course.
Uh-huh. This guy does not have his stuff. His stuff, he may be a great guy, but he doesn't have anything wrapped up from his previous relationship.
But it's getting there, and he wants to. And you know what? Love doesn't know time limits here. It's like, look at this. Could have happened maybe 2 years from now when everything's done, or it just happened to fall right now, just before he's planning all this stuff.
There's much better timing than this.
No, okay, tell fate that.
There's
fate
much
says,
better
here,
timing.
You two need to meet now. Boom, go for it.
Do you really know? Have you talked? Like, do you know he's getting a divorce? Besides, like, he just tells you that.
I believe everything that he says as far as the divorce goes, and. And, you know, it does seem like it's going to happen. And I understand divorce is really expensive. So I get that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. So, what advice are you looking for?
Well, so do I keep dating him or do I listen to my girls? And
I'm one of your girls. And I'm telling you no.
I am telling
you no.
Yeah, but you might say no to this and then you could give up something in the future that could be sweet. I mean, this could be it. You just need to get through Love knows no bounds. You got to get through the tough times. And this could be a tough time just to get through.
How can he give her what she needs in a relationship if he is still physically, financially, and probably mentally and emotionally tied to this other woman that he's not even divorced yet?
Would you rather Melanie goes with him and he's dirt poor, he's got all this debt, and she's then there's going to be another red flag. Oh, he's just hanging on to your coattails because you're going to help pay for things. No, he wants to get things situated, and then they're going to be together. That's what I see.
No, I think this is really messy and bad, and you should not be involved in this because divorce is expensive. Divorce is also messy. So if the divorce hasn't even happened yet, you think this is a mess? Wait until the divorce actually happens. And if they have a house, they can be selling the house and making money. Have you seen what houses are getting assessed at now?
Right, but still.
And then they can figure that out down the road of where he's going to live and what's going to happen there. But your friends know you best, and your friends have your best interest in mind. Your friends want you to be happy.
Melanie,
it sounds
like...
They want you to be happy, Melanie, so they wouldn't want to keep you from happiness. They're just looking at this going, this isn't the right time to get involved with this guy. I just think you should be done with it. I think it is a red flag.
Melanie, it's your friends and Elizabeth against me here. I think you should go for this and just be patient, hang on. Elizabeth says otherwise. So we're going to open it up to our mixed family of listeners and let them give you some advice. And maybe the advice will sway you to say, all right, I'm going to go with what Radar said. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and stick this out. Or maybe they'll sway you to stick with Elizabeth and your besties and say, red flag, I'm out.
No, if this guy's meant to be, then it'll be in a little while when he can get his stuff figured out and wrap up his previous situation.
He doesn't want any baggage in this new relationship. He wants to get rid of it. It's going to be fine. 414-432-1099. Call or text your advice for Melanie. We'll take your calls. We'll read your text too if... you're not able to call in. 414-432-1099. Melanie, we're going to let you go so we can handle all that. Will you listen to the advice off the air? And then we'll give you the evening tonight and then get you back on the show tomorrow to find out what you ultimately decide to do about the situation, because that's what the mixed family is here for, to give you that final say.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
414-432-1099, everybody.
I still am shaking my head here looking at Radar across the radio board. Because you need to set this. The real question is, should she continue to see a guy who's not divorced yet? That's what this is at the root of the question.
But he is looking at getting a divorce.
But he's
wants
not.
To clean
and he
things
lives
up
with
first.
His wife.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We always wind up at my house. I haven't really minded because it's the nights that my ex has the kids, but he recently told me that the reason he hasn't invited me back is because he's still living with his ex-wife. My friends are all telling me it's a major red flag. So do I keep dating him or do I listen to my girls?
That's the issue that mixed listener Melanie finds herself in.
Gosh.
And Carmen, you're going to try and give a little advice to Melanie. What do you think about this situation? What should she do?
So definitely do not listen to Radar.
Why?
I know Radar. Like, he's got some rose-colored glasses on here, for real.
So, okay, for one, how long has she been with him? Because during this time, there hasn't been one opportunity to have a come-to-Jesus talk and say, hey, look, this is my situation. You've already lied and said that you were divorced.
True. True.
So
yes.
It's unstable already as it is. How are you going to build from that if it's rocky?
Yes.
Boy, mixed family, you hang on to every little word. I just kind of gloss over and go, oh, it sounds legit.
No, you're right,
that's a
Carmen.
Good point.
You are so right about that. That is not a way to start this whatsoever, because what else is he lying about?
Yeah,
he's lying about
things.
Something pretty freaking major.
A little shady here.
You're living with her? I mean, you... Okay, separate bedrooms? Same bedrooms. I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Oh, Carmen, you really opened my eyes and ears to this situation now.
Well, and now get this, though. We've got so many texts to get to. We're seeing all
Holy
your texts
cow.
Coming through. Thank you so much. Here's
of
one
course.
From a 262 that says, continue the relationship. She says, or he, I don't know. It's, I am currently still married, but in the process of getting mm-hmm. divorced. And both me and my soon-to-be ex-husband are dating other people. What?
Where there's a way, where there's a will, there's a way. So if you truly do not want to be with that person,
yeah.
you'll find another way to get out of that situation. So you can make up as many reasons or excuses as you'd like to, but truth be told, you could find another means of living.
Yeah, 414 texter, Melanie, don't walk, run. You should not see this man because he's
run
not divorced. And he's still living with his wife. If he wants to be with you, he would start by getting out of that house. So listen to your friends
yeah,
and to Carmen.
I get he can lean on them trying to save some money, but the whole thing just seems really shady
yeah.
to me. It does. I would not want to be involved in that whatsoever. He is not, like I said to her, he can't emotionally be what he needs
right?
to be to you right now anyways if he's still going through all of that.
Carmen, thanks for your advice. We're going to find out what Melanie decides to do tomorrow morning. She's going to join the show again at 8:20.
All right. Good luck, Melanie.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
Carmen.
You. Chrissy, you've been through something like this. You have some advice for Melanie? What was it?
Okay, so I was the wife, and she would be the other girl. But we're divorced now, but my ex-husband left me, and he moved out. So we weren't still together, but we owned everything. And I thought we were working things out. And then he had this other girlfriend that he was telling that he was going to get a divorce, and he was seeing both of us.
Oh, my God. Where's that guy now?
My ex-husband.
Yeah.
You don't care?
Well, we have a child together,
okay.
so I do have to communicate with him.
Sure.
But we're divorced, and... we're doing the best to co-parent.
Yeah,
which
for
is
the
best
kid.
Thing
you're there
you
for
can
the,
do.
Yep.
Look, and my thing is, I understand that if the relationship is done and the divorce is going on, I understand that it's like, you're done. The relationship is ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than he's living with the soon-to-be ex-wife. I have a major issue with that.
Trying
that's
to save money.
Not okay.
With that, I have an issue with that because that's what they, in my opinion, that's what they tell the girlfriend. But he was still emotionally, he didn't know what he wanted to do. So he was keeping us both until the girlfriend came and contacted me.
That's how you
so
found out?
He was on a fence.
That's how you found out?
Yeah. Yeah, she contacted me.
Ooh.
And then it was a huge mess because then we were both fighting. And he was telling me that she's psycho and he wants his family. And he's telling her I'm psycho and he wants to divorce me. There was no papers. And divorce is really not that expensive. We did it without lawyers, and it didn't cost us that much.
Yeah, and that was his claim in this situation. Melanie
it's
said,
really
yeah, they're trying to...
It's not that expensive. It really isn't. If you
okay.
if you go the route with no lawyers, and it goes, you know, it takes a little bit of time because the paperwork is a little complicated, but it's not that expensive.
Chrissy, thank you so much for the
yeah,
advice.
Chrissy, sorry to hear
so
what you went through, but you're helping
her,
other people.
I would tell her, you don't even know what he's telling the wife. And unless she wants to have a conversation with the wife to see if everything Ooh. Is legit.
Sit down with the wife? Wow.
Oh, like you said, coming to Jesus meeting here.
Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to know. You have to talk to the other woman or just let him go. And, you know, when he gets a divorce, maybe.
Red flag. That's a lot of texters are saying red flag. This is
if,
a major
if,
red flag.
If Melanie's...
Do not get involved with anyone who is not divorced because it's going to cause you pain. It's going to cause the other person pain. It's a mess. It was a horrible, horrible deal I had to deal with.
If Melanie's head wasn't spinning already, it is spinning now.
Spinning now. Big time. Thank
Lots
you, Chrissy.
Lots of things to think about. Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks, Chrissy. Well, we're glad that you're in a better place, and thanks for sharing your life story to help someone else.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Maggie in Oconomowoc, what is your advice for Melanie? We've heard from two callers already saying, hey, this is a major red flag. What are you saying?
I agree. I think it's a major red flag, and I also think it's a major red flag that it took this long to be brought up. that, like, it wasn't one of the first things that they talked about or anything like that.
Because that's what Carmen said.
I feel like he probably knew that she, like, you know, had an ex, and she mentioned that she had kids. So I don't understand why it didn't come up that he was married. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a major thing.
He held out a little bit.
That's a major part of, that's like saying, like, oh, I forgot to mention I have a child. This is a major part of your life and something that's still currently going on.
Yeah.
That you should be almost leading with that. Like, hey, there's a part of my life you should know about.
Right. So yeah. I'm on radar side, red flag.
Well, now I'm saying that, yeah, thanks to Carmen and Chrissy who called in before, I was kind of like, well, I think this should go for... Oh,
Raider's
no,
like, oh, they're in law.
Now,
I'm on Elizabeth's side. Elizabeth's
Normally, you're on Radar's side, but not this time.
There's only been one, besides Radar earlier, there's only one text message that came forward that said, hey, they're going through this right now. Keep going forward with the relationship. I have the issue of him living with the wife, soon-to-be ex-wife.
Yeah.
I get people go through divorces and they start relationships. I'm raising my hand. I was wrapping up my divorce when I started dating my now husband. Our divorce was almost done.
Right.
That's different. We weren't living together. The divorce was, there was a date on the calendar. It was ending.
It wasn't like you were riding the fence.
But we were not living together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's suspicious to me.
Thank you so much for the call.
You weren't living together.
Yeah, thank you so much for the advice. We're going to find out what Melanie decides to do tomorrow morning at 8:20. So be listening, and hopefully she takes your advice, right?
Yeah, let's
hope. Absolutely. Have a good one.
We always wind up at my house. I haven't really minded because it's the nights that my ex has the kids. But he recently told me that the reason he hasn't invited me back is because he's still living with his ex-wife. My friends are all telling me it's a major red flag. So do I keep dating him or do I listen to my girls?
A few minutes ago, that is what mixed listener Melanie came to you for advice all about in relationship intervention. Calls are still pouring in for relationship intervention. You all want to give your advice. Nancy, thank you so much for hanging on. What are you saying about this?
It's ironic. 2 years ago, I was part of this very similar scenario. Met a man. I was blown away. We hit it off really, really, really good. Everything was great. I somehow missed the fact he was married.
Nancy.
The good news was he wasn't living with her. He was separated. He felt if she wanted the divorce, she'd pay for it. And I said, nope, that's not how this works. I will walk you to the courthouse. I will help you with the paperwork. It is less than $200 to file for divorce. If they're selling the house, they're splitting the business, you know, if everything is cohesive between the two and they agree on everything, it is super, super cheap. Don't let the money be an excuse because that's just ties to the other half.
We've had a couple of texters say that same thing. Why is he saying that?
Yeah. And without knowing too much about his situation.
Right.
Yeah. I was very blessed. He was already separated, but we will be 2 years November 23rd, and it is the best relationship I've had.
Wow, Nancy!
Good for you, Nancy!
So here's the other side of that story. So yeah, she needs to get some major questions answered here.
Yeah, it's you know, if he's truly moving on, then he needs to make the steps and move on.
But wait, how did you find out about your guy being married and you didn't know at the start? Like, did you CCAP him? Did someone tell you what happened there?
It just slipped. Something happened in a conversation. I was with his sisters or something.
Oh.
And I was like, and who is this? And they're like, his wife. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And they thought you knew because the way they said it seemed nonchalant. Like, well,
because he brought me around the family. I was meeting his, you know, sisters. We were going to parties, you know, and they thought I knew.
Oh.
And it just slipped. And I pulled him aside and I was like, you know, this is it. You want me? We're doing the paperwork.
So that's how it really went down, though, is that you gave him the ultimatum saying, look, I have a relationship with you. I care about you. I love you. This has come out now. And the person that has nothing to hide hides nothing. And he was willing to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to go through with it. And he did. And you're happier for it. And it worked out for you. I mean, you beat some incredible odds there, Nancy.
Yeah, it wasn't an intentional lie. It was just an omission because they were living apart. He had no contact with her. he actually had a deputy serve her because he literally didn't even know where she was anymore.
Gotcha.
So, which is why the family thought like, oh,
family's like, oh yeah, yeah,
this
good.
Is just what's going to happen here, and this is
right.
They're accepting of that.
Well, it's happy to hear that the story ended on this happy note. Happy to hear that you're doing pretty well now.
And thank you for opening up about what you've been through.
Yeah.
Again, this is what it's about, helping other people.
I mean, we just moved into our own place in September.
Nice.
And, you know, if it's meant to be, then he will do what he needs to do to keep her.
Yeah, and that's what your man did for you, Nancy.
Good point, Nancy. Yep. Thank you so much. We're going to find out from Melanie because she's going to join us tomorrow morning at 8:20. See if she can untangle what's going on and if she takes everyone's advice, because everybody is saying, hey, this is a red flag. You got to change some stuff up here, girl.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.